And in this segment, we're going to introduce you to what could be a wonderful world, and that is the potential of the world without social media. Now, a lot of people will bristle at the thought of this. Oh my God, take away social media and we will all die. Society will collapse. But recently this topic came up because a buddy of mine said to me, I'm deleting all my social media. I can't stand the pressure. I feel like I have to post. I can't stand the pressure of people looking at my posts and seeing what I'm doing. And of course, he didn't delete his social media. He just kept right on posting.
Right.
Because we're all addicted to it. We have these little bursts of, I'm done with Facebook, but yet we don't really delete our account. I'm done with Instagram, but then we're posting a day later. And I jokingly said to my friend, I think this is the right decision for you to delete your social media because I believe social media will lead to the downfall of society. And I said that jokingly, but when I thought about it for the next couple of days, I thought, you know, I might be right about that. Because I think social media has raised our anxiety levels to such highs that I think it's now created this unhealthy environment for everybody. And I think we are becoming more and more slaves to social media, slaves to our likes. We have to have the affirmations. We're constantly checking it. There are various studies out there, but some show that you check your social media hundreds of times a day. Hundreds. And you'll go through a workplace or you'll see somebody on a street or in a booth or something like that working. And what are they doing? They're on Facebook.
Yeah.
They're scrolling through Instagram. It has to be cutting into our productivity.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
But it's so great. It's so great. It's so great.
But yes, there are a lot of great things about it. So I started thinking this week about what life would be like without social media. So let's just first identify the top social media sites. You know them, but these are the most used. Facebook is number one.
By far, right?
By far. Mm-hmm. As evil as Facebook is, and as they spy on us and they manipulate us and they...
So give me meme.
We still use Facebook like crazy. It's number one. And I've rarely, if ever, posted on Facebook, but I do use it to keep in touch with people, high school friends or whatever. Number two is YouTube. Number three is Instagram. Number four is Twitter. All of us at the station are active on Twitter, but it's way behind Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
Yes.
No. Way behind. We feel like, because we're all on it, that it's the most used, but it's not even close.
It's the one we use most, and therefore we think that the rest of the world must do the same. And
yeah.
That's not true.
It was ahead of Instagram, and Instagram has passed it.
Yep. And I've told you guys, I love Instagram. I kind of hate Twitter, but I love Instagram because Instagram is a nicer, calmer place. And I think it has everything to do with the fact that you can delete negative comments on your account. Where Twitter, you can't do that.
Right.
You can delete a tweet, but you post something on Twitter and people can flame the hell out of you. You post on Instagram and you can keep it civil. And I think because of that, people are much less likely to post negative comments or to torch people on Instagram because they know it'll be deleted in 1 second. So they don't even bother.
Yeah.
And Instagram, people are just, for the most part, posting nice photos. And I find my blood pressure going way down when I'm on Instagram and way up when I'm on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that. Yeah. Much more violent streets on Twitter.
Fifth on the top social media site is the site that none of us understand, but it's wildly popular, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yeah.
Quit asking me to join, too.
No, everyone invite George to join.
No, they
LinkedIn.
Already have. Everyone's already invited me. Get everybody.
Email box cluttered up with invites.
Yes.
You have one of those, Sean, a LinkedIn?
Huh?
What do you do on it?
I'm on it like every 6 months, so I don't really
okay.
know. I just
load
have
up.
One.
And then
yeah, load up.
Sixth is Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Business Wire has predictions for social media 2020, and I've not heard, maybe I've heard of this platform, but I've never experienced it. Their number one prediction for next year, which, by the way, is a month and a half away, TikTok will continue its meteoric rise. They say in October of 2018, TikTok was the most downloaded photo and video app in the Apple Store worldwide. It officially hit 1 billion downloads in 2019. And they say expect TikTok to continue shooting up the charts, and it's going to be right there and maybe ahead of Twitter and Instagram here in short order.
Hmm.
So TikTok, remember that. Are you anybody here?
Oh, yeah.
TikTok. Are you on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. I make TikToks all the time. I never post them, but I'm always doing songs. And
are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. So TikTok.
So is it like Vine?
Yes.
Vine's gone.
Okay.
Yes. I think TikTok bought Vine, or somehow they're related in some way. And Vine has gone away, but all that content went away, too. You had like a short window there when they announced that Vine was going away and said, you better download your stuff if you want it.
Got sick and passed away.
All right, so I'm going to get on TikTok. Sean, what was the other platform that was like Vine that was real big for about a year? You could post short live video snippets.
I don't remember.
Oh,
Periscope.
Periscope, thank you. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait 3 hours then get on TikTok so I can have 11 o'clock TikTok.
I like it.
Thank you.
Tip to the boys from Dublin.
Thank you.
Number two prediction for next year, influencer marketing will grow, not wither, as a lot of people are predicting.
Right. Eventually, we're all going to be social media influencers. Nobody will have a regular job like we used to think of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We're just all influencing each other all the time.
So I was first to capture the title, The One True Muser.
That's not true.
As a caller,
I started that.
No, a caller referred to me as that, so I claimed it. But Gordo, what you did claim was you're the one true Muser media influencer.
Yes. I'm a macro influencer.
And another big prediction from Business Wire for next year, battle ad spending between Facebook and Instagram. That's like what everybody's watching. Who's going to win that? With Facebook wobbling a little bit and Instagram just picking up strength and speed, will more advertisers go to Instagram? And I've noticed just scrolling through Instagram, way more ads. There used to be an ad between every 20 posts. Now it's about between every 3 posts. Mm-hmm. And it beats me down, but I still like Instagram.
Right.
I used to, every time an ad would pop up on Instagram, I would report it as spam. Like that was going to help. Like Instagram would say, oh, Craig says he doesn't like this.
Right. Yeah, we'll change the thing that's bringing us billions.
We'll take less revenue then. Okay.
Right. So I stopped doing that because I realized it was fruitless. So social media is not going away, but there have been many, many studies and articles written by people who got away from social media for a week, a month, a year, and almost unanimously, they loved it. Their life was better without social media. They said that they realized that how beholden they were to it, and once they got away from checking or waiting or desensitizing themselves to needing the little ding that somebody just liked your picture or mm-hmm. ding that you got a message on Twitter. Once they got away from that and they were able to like actually enjoy life away from a screen or a smartphone, they said that they felt infinitely healthier.
Yeah, but I think that we all approach this as it's good to talk about, but nobody will actually do it.
Right.
Very few people will actually ever quit something that's not good for them.
It's the same thing they were telling us how many ever years ago when you were a kid. Don't watch so much television.
Right.
You watch that. If you don't unplug that TV, you're going to end up on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
My dad always used to say that. And I almost did, but hey, I made it through somehow. I watched a lot of TV.
A little different with social media in that we have this little thing we can put in our pocket that keeps us attached to social media 24 hours.
We actually couldn't stay in front of the TV 24 hours a day.
Right. Plus
most of us keep our phones by our side or in our pocket for 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Now we are always connected to it.
Yeah.
And it's always trying to connect to us with attractive apps and gamified social likes, mm-hmm. you know, that's one thing that social media companies are experimenting with is taking away likes to disincentivize you to using it all the time, which
right.
I think is really interesting. That the why would these companies be voluntarily doing this?
Yeah, and how many of them have actually done it?
Well, I think Instagram just did it, didn't they?
No, you can still like things on Instagram, yeah.
Huh.
As of 5 seconds ago when I checked it.
As you were checking your likes.
So I imagined a world without social media, not a world without the internet. So let's all try to get our minds around where we still have the internet so you can pay bills and book trips and life can be easier with the internet. You can go to theticket.com and check the headlines or where the hard line's going to be that day. But a world without Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever. I like the feel of that world initially, but then I started to think about it, and there is a real positive to social media in that I do kind of like seeing what my friends are up to.
Right.
And I feel more connected to my friends. I do like the ability to promote something good on social media, like our charity golf tournament or, you know, what's coming up on our show or something like that. There are a lot of positives. Social media does spread word of injustice in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, and I guess you could still do that on websites.
Yeah.
But social media is way more powerful.
But is it a net good? I think that's the big question that's out there. Is when you net it all out, is it good or bad? Is all this social media, do you think people are more informed now, or are they more misinformed now?
Well, that's a really good one.
I think that's hard to know the exact split, but your first question, I would say that it's a net bad. Because I think what it does to the average American, let's say, I know it's way different in other countries, but the average American, I think, feels worse the more time they spend on social media, because everybody who posts on social media makes their life look great. And thus, in turn, it makes that person who's checking in on these people with perfect lives feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've talked about a lot, Gordo, social media has increased the outrage machine exponentially.
Well, it rewards it. You know, there's no reward for, hey, I'm going to go on Twitter and issue kind of a middle-of-the-road opinion.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever says that. No one ever does that. No one's motivated to do that. I'm going to give a balanced reason approach to something on social media. I think that'll really catch fire.
No, you're launching at somebody for the most part.
Right. You are rewarded if you are the most outraged. When you cuss and say, I'm blank and done, burn it all down.
Right.
You know, then it's, yeah. Everybody, all their friends get behind them and they get excited and everything. And then, of course, it's a new day. I've got to, once again, burn it all down. Okay, here's a new day. Now I got to burn it all down again.
Yeah.
So I hit 100 about 2 years ago, and I still have to hit 100 every day.
Yeah.
I want memes.
And I think a lot of this is we all have concern for, man, these kids now who are bullied, now they have to take it home with them. And but at the same time, isn't it just not necessarily a net good or bad? It's just different. Kids learn to adapt, just like we learned to adapt with the things we had to deal with. And we seem to be so concerned with them. Although I don't hear as much burn it all down from the younger generation than I do. It's almost like it's plus 40 on
who
social
are the people
media
who are complaining the most on social media?
Who don't want to burn it all down more.
Who are saying that this world is crap?
Where the young kids are, you know, TikTok and things like that. They just want to laugh. They want funny things.
Mm-hmm. They want to be amused.
Not that it can't be used for some really harmful banter back and forth.
Who are the people pissed off on social media?
Political
people.
It's around political, sports, you know.
Or social justice issues.
Yeah. Social justice, something that's not nearly as important in sports, but we fight on that a lot, you know, and we want to burn down a conference or
a committee
or a coach, a coaching staff. We want to burn that all down. But that seems to be plus 40 more than it does 18 to 30.
So, well, that's good if all of the negativity.
But
I notice a lot of, I'm trying to think, all the people who get worked up about social issues constantly online. I'm trying to think of what their demographic is. The people who are always calling for someone to get fired and, you know, cancel this guy and cancel that
fire
woman.
Him.
And
mm-hmm.
It's Norm.
70 plus.
Yeah, didn't Norm always have the social media outrage attitude before there was social media?
Yes. This makes me puke.
He was always calling for people
for
to be fired.
Fire him.
This makes me puke for football.
Can we hear that again?
The puke for football.
I don't think he's meaning go throw up for football. I think he's meaning the brand of football that team played was puke.
Okay.
It was puke for
football.
Either
way, it makes a great t-shirt.
Puke for football.
Puke for football.
Speaking of outrage, The Atlantic wrote a really good piece about this. And they write, Facebook's early mission was to make the world more open and connected. And in the first days of social media, many people assumed that huge global increase in connectivity would be good for democracy. As social media has aged, though, optimism has faded, and the list of known or suspected harms has grown. Online political discussions, often anonymous strangers, are experienced as angrier and less civil than those in real life. Networks of partisans co-create worldviews that can become more and more extreme. Disinformation campaigns flourish, etc. The problem may not be connectivity itself, but rather the way social media turns so much communication into public performance.
Yeah, most all of it, I think, is performative.
Yes.
You know, I've made the point before about how all these people that I'm friends with online, I see them yelling all the time. And they'll be mad about it. And even like me, they'll get pissed at me and just say horrible things. And then I meet them in person and they're kind of nice. They're like, treat, you know, like a regular person.
Right.
So there's some kind of disconnect between the person, people we are online versus the people we are when we're face to face. And social media rewards, you know, being as pissed as you can be. You know, I remember when this happened here at the Ticket. I remember it being a rude awakening for me when we first started getting fan forums.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really dating us, right? Because this was in the 90s. And I was thinking, oh, this is great. We'd go to events, and there were all these people who liked the Ticket. And then I went to the forums and saw those same people that I'd talked to in person, like, just bagging on me, bagging on the station, bagging on people at the station. I was going, wow, this is an insight into the way people really think.
Yes.
So maybe we were just ignorant before to think that people were nicer or more charitable of heart than they were appearing when you were meeting them in person.
Let me ask you this, though.
Is that a good thing or is it a bad thing now that we're able to actually show ourselves for the people, the warring chimps that we actually are?
But is it an insight to the way they really think, or are they just pushed to a place that they don't really think, but they want to perform online with all this outrage?
You know, I don't know. I don't know, because the people who, let's say that they listen to us for years and years, right? And they like the show enough to be a P1, mm-hmm. right? To be a friend of the show. And then you say something that ticks them off, and then all of a sudden it's, Junior Miller sucks. He obviously doesn't care anything about his job. He doesn't even lift one finger to even do his job or do research. Even I know that. And he's just off and running about how
right.
he's painted a whole picture of you.
But two days earlier at Guy's Night Out, he told me how much he loved me.
Right. But he has this huge reaction to you on this one issue mm-hmm. that is, it's pretty airtight and sounds like he's 100% convinced that you are absolutely crap. And do not care one single bit about anything in this world.
Right, yeah.
Other than your own idiocy.
And now other people can say,
it's like, how does he go from 0 to 100 so quickly and think about and feel so strongly about it that he's, you know what? Willing to publish the opinion for all time. Yeah, I feel so confident in this that my opinion will not change.
And there's the performance factor that is different. But you remember we used to deal with that on email, too. Screaming emails, and then we'd say, no, this was my point. This. Oh, yeah. Hey, love your show, man.
Hey, man, sorry. I was upset.
Or we'll see him in person. Yeah, sorry about that email I sent the other day.
So The Atlantic writes about that. They say, if you constantly express anger in your private conversations, your friends will likely find you tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's an audience, like online, the payoffs are different. Outrage can boost your status.
Yeah,
so
right.
One-on-one, they don't want to offend their friends, you know, in person, but go home and get in front of your laptop.
What's disincentivized personally is not online. It's the exact opposite.
Right.
Intolerable behavior personally is rewarded online.
Mm-hmm.
So if I, you know, give a really good zinger about Trump, you know, and I'm screaming it in all caps, I'll get a whole bunch of likes.
Mm-hmm.
Or Obama, or whichever one you're against. You'll get tons of likes for that. If you're screaming in the middle of a cafe, people move away from you.
Right. They think you're crazy. They call the cops.
I get it. I don't like his policies either. But man, I'm trying to eat breakfast.
I love the idea of a world without social media. I'm a little old school, I admit it, but I think it would be a nicer place, a healthier place, mentally and physically, the way stress tears apart the body. But I also realize that that's a near impossible fix. Could we fix it? What are the ideas? That's a segment for another day that we'll do soon. It's 8:33.